Добрый день. Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Qantas Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще ватка. Наш полет включает борщ. Я еще хочу упомянуть Чернобыль. And now, here's Phil.
Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. And I had an interesting conversation before I went on the air with one of our producers here, Jen. She said, she asked a guy the other night in a bar, she went right up to him. No, actually, she was sitting down, he was standing at the bar. She waved him over. She said, I just want you to know you're really, really cute. And he sat down and they had a conversation. And, you know, it was like, it was a major move for her. Because it took a little bit of intestinal fortitude that I guess traditionally is not asked of women to approach a man and say, you know, if you're very attractive, can I buy you a drink? I was talking with, is this guy still on the line, Mike? There's a guy named Chris here. Are you in the South Bay, Chris?
I'm in Redondo Beach, Phil.
Okay, Chris, what was the point that you were trying to make to Mike so that I can understand this?
Well, what I was saying was, I think that women need to be empowered more to do that, to do what you were talking about, to go up to a guy and to say, you know, they find him attractive, you know, they find him interesting, you know, because I guess I'm a little bit nervous.
That's all right. You're doing fine.
I guess because I think that...
Well, why don't you start all over again, okay?
Okay. I think that women should be more... have more, you know, courage to go up to a guy, you know, and say, hey, you know, I'd like to buy you a drink. I think you're very, you know, handsome, or I think you're very attractive. Because I think it helps the guy and the woman, you know.
How?
Well, I think, first of all, most guys are the, you know, guys are the ones that go up and say to a girl, you know, can I buy a drink? Do you want to dance? Can I buy a drink? Whatever. I mean, I'm single. I'm 20 years old, and I do a lot of, I go to, you know, some of the different bars and stuff on weekends, and I will go up to women, you know, and say, can I buy you a drink or whatever, you're really attractive, when I know that they would like to do that with me, but they don't have, you know, the courage or whatever. They don't. It takes a little bit of courage to do that. And so what happens is, because the women do not have the courage to go up to a guy and say, you know, can I buy you a drink? I think you're very handsome. The men wind up doing it. And if it's just saying from a practical standpoint, you wind up spending, you know, a lot of money, you know, buying drinks for a young lady that you might see, and you know that she wants to come up to you. You know what I'm saying?
So the women, when you go out on a Friday night, wherever it is that you're going, you're saying that you know. See, I'll tell you, back in my single days, and I would be standing in a bar, I didn't know that there was any woman in that joint that was interested in me. I would think that I have to go up and break the ice.
Well, I mean, that may be true for some guys, I don't know, you know, what your circumstance was or whatever. But in my life, I mean, I'm fortunate enough, I guess. I'm 20 years old and I'm single, where I know a woman, I can tell, you know, the woman wants to come up and tell me, you know, yeah, I think you're good looking or whatever. I'd like you to maybe ask me to dance or whatever, but she don't have the courage to do it. And so I wind up going over and saying, okay, you know, what are you drinking or whatever. And
so you are saying to me that it would cut through a lot of the problems.
Yeah, if the woman would just come over to me and say, you know, I think you're handsome, and why don't you buy me a drink? Women don't have that kind of courage, social courage. And I'm saying on your show tonight, on all the women out on the talk radio show, that they should have courage enough to come up to a guy and say, hey, you know. And
so that story that I told about Jen, you applaud her?
Yeah, I think that's great, you know. She sees a guy that's hot, you know. I mean, it's women out there, you see a guy that's hot. You know, you got to go up to him and just say, you know, I think you're very hot. You know, I'd like to buy you a drink. Can we have a dance or whatever? Because what that does is it cuts through it. Otherwise, he's going to see that you're hot on him, and he's going to have to go over and buy you a drink or whatever. And that's not, you know.
Well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with a guy traditionally going over? He may know that the woman's attracted to him. What's wrong with him going over there and saying, you know, I'd like to buy you a drink?
Well, I mean, for me, for instance, I'm single. I'm 20 years old. You know, I do pharmaceutical sales. I do telephone sales for a pharmaceutical company. And so I don't have all the money in the world right now, although I am doing some different things on the side to improve my business. But it costs a lot of money. I mean, you wind up, you can spend $150 in a bar on a Friday night buying drinks for all the women's that is attracted to you because they don't have the guts to come up and say they think you're hot, you know? So, because she won't come up to me and say, I think you're hot, I got to go over to her, and I wind up spending, you know.
Well, when you're spending, how much money are you spending in a bar on buying women drinks?
Well, you talk about like 20 different women or something one night. But, you know, that I got to go over to, and I go, okay, I guess I got to break the ice because she's not going to come up to me and tell me that she thinks I'm hot because I know that she does. So I got to go over there and say, okay, I'll buy you a Captain Morgan's and Coke, you know, whatever, CC and 7, whatever, you know. And that's like $4.50 for a drink, and I wind up spending $100. And then you're deciding, you know.
Well, let me ask you something. If the woman's really attracted to you, and you know it, you go over and you offer to buy her a drink. What are you buying 20 different women?
Well, that's a good question.
I mean, you see what I'm saying? You're buying 20 different women in the place. There's 20 different women that are attracted to you?
Well, what happens is you go over to her, you know, I think you're very, you know, okay, whatever, you know, can I buy a drink? And if she's not leaving with you or she's not going to go home with you, that's $4.50 out of pocket. Okay, I'm out of pocket $4.50 right there, and I go out by in the next half hour, maybe buy 10 other chicks a drink. I'm out of pocket. You know, like whatever. You know, it's gonna be like $50 or whatever, $60 with tip, and I would save a lot more.
So it's expensive.
Well, yeah, it's expensive, but it's also much better if the woman's would come over to the man and say, "I think you're hot. Yeah, I get you a drink." Because I know if she's looking at me, she's attracted to me.
Let me. I'm going to get this very clear here, Chris, because we were just talking about Jen saying to the guy, I think you're really cute. On any given Friday night, when you're in a bar, there's 20 women who think you're hot.
Well, yeah, but my situation is like I'm very good looking, okay? I work out. I've got a nice build. I am very good looking. I mean, women do, you know, want to, I guess, what you say, be with me or whatever, but a lot of them, it's very shy. You know, so I got to go over and
you have to go over and break the ice because they won't.
They won't do it. And I'm saying to you tonight on your talk radio program, which I just started listening to a couple weeks ago. I think you got a good show and everything. And that,
thank you.
If the women's would come up to the guy and say, you know, I noticed you come in. I think you're very hot. You know, I'd like to buy you a drink. That cuts the ice. Cuts through a lot of the stuff. The guy's not so much having to buy drinks. And, you know, then when you decide to leave with him, the two of you are kind of like have split the cost on it.
What is your name, pal?
My name's Chris, Phil.
Okay, you're calling from Redondo Beach.
Yeah.
All right, so what you're saying here, Chris, is you encourage women to do exactly what Jen did. Say to the guy, hey, I think you're cute. Hey, can I buy you a drink?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that because if you're turned on to the guy, just do it, you know. Why wait for the guy to come over? I mean, because I see this happen every time with me on a Friday night. See, five or ten, or what? I don't know. I don't know how many, but, you know, there's a bunch of chicks that are like, think I'm hot, you know, but I got to go over and say, okay, you know. Like I said to my friend, I got a friend of mine, Jan, who I go drinking with, and I said, there's a chick right over there that thinks I'm hot, but she won't come over. You know,
you're saying this to your friend.
That's right. So I got to go over and buy her a drink and, you know, break the ice with her, even though she thinks I'm hot. Okay.
All right. So let the women start buying the drinks, huh?
Yeah, I think so. But I think it takes courage, and I think you just need to come up to a guy like me and say, "I think you're hot." You know, let's do it.
Boy, man, I got to tell you something. You're a lucky guy. You're a good looking guy.
Yeah. Well.
No, really. Don't be shy.
Yeah, I've been told I'm pretty hot looking.
Okay. I never had that benefit of being hot looking. I was always just, you know, Phil. So I had to go over and break the ice, not knowing whether the woman was turned on to me. And you're saying that you can tell that.
Oh, yeah, you can tell it pretty much, yeah. You see that the woman just, you know, she's eyeing you up and down. I mean, it happens to me a lot. I don't know if it happens to a guy like you, but there's probably not a lot of guys that it happens to me a lot. You know.
So the women should be breaking the ice. It's an interesting concept. Will you hold on, Chris, okay?
Yeah, Phil.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. That's Chris calling from Redondo Beach, where it would be much easier if the women would just walk up to the guy and say, I think you're hot, let me buy you a drink, as opposed to him having to go over and break the ice. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to a young man named Chris. He's 28. He's single. He does the bar scene. Any ideas of getting married soon, Chris?
I'm sorry?
Any ideas, sir, of getting married soon?
No, not really. I'm not, you know, interested right now in getting married. I'm trying to, you know, trying to get my business together and everything. I do pharmaceutical sales. Eventually, I do want to, you know, buy my own business. And,
okay, so you're out there, you're dating chicks or whatever, and you're meeting them in bars, and you're saying you would be very appreciative if more women would come up to you and say, I think you're hot, I'd like to buy you a drink, because that saves you what?
I just think it's more honest, and I think it saves the guy the time of, you know, having to buy a drink, and it saves, like, you know, the money, because you put out a lot of money when you're buying a drink. If the chick could come up to say you're hot, you know, then you wouldn't have a problem.
All right, here is Atlanta. Would you mind taking some phone calls?
I don't know, like from listeners?
Yeah, there's people calling in and want to comment. Do you mind taking some phone calls?
No, I mean, I just feel the way I do.
No, I understand you feel the way you do, but we'll take some calls from some people who want to comment, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, here is Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, hi.
Hi, I just had a comment. I do agree that women should be... More able to approach men and say, hey, I like you,
right.
Look good, or whatever the case may be.
Right.
Can I buy you a drink?
Right.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that she wants to take you home, and just because you spend money on her to buy her a drink, it's like, if I understand you correctly, you're saying it's a waste of time and money if you go around and spend $100 and $150 on different women trying to buy them drinks.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is that I'm out of pocket, like $150 on a weekend. Okay, and she's not going home with me?
Right, but
you know,
like...
See what I'm saying? I mean, that's like...
You're spending money on 20 different women trying to get them to go home
with you? Are you trying to go to bed with all of these women?
Well, I mean, I don't understand. I mean, that's the reason why you go to a bar. I mean, you want her to... You want to get it, do the do.
Okay, well...
You know what I'm saying?
Your agenda may be something different than the women that you're meeting at the bar. They may be just out to have a good time, not necessarily to go home with somebody.
Well, I mean, I agree with you. All I'm just saying is it'd be good if women just come up and say, hey, I think you're hot, you know, rather than me have to sit there and I know they're looking at me.
So you want a woman to come up and say, oh, Chris, I think you're just gorgeous. Let me buy you a drink and I'll go home with you.
That's what she's thinking. That's what she's thinking.
How do you know that?
Because you can tell. She's checking you out.
Just because somebody admires you or thinks you look good doesn't mean they want to go sleep with you.
Okay, well, let's say she doesn't want to go sleep with her, but she knows she's looking at me. She thinks I'm hot, you know. And rather than me go over and I got to spend $450 on a Captain Morgan's and Coke, or I got to buy her a CC and 7 or whatever, you know. I mean, it'd be bitching if she just come over and say, hey, you're hot, you know.
Well, that way
she can buy me the drink.
I agree with that. The reason you're doing it is to go and get these women and take them home.
I don't know how to say this, but I'm very good looking. You know, a lot of women think I'm hot, you know.
But just because they think you're hot, I mean, it's like they're not even worth the effort to get to know. You just want to buy them the drinks and get them in the bed.
Well, not necessarily, you know, but I don't really want to buy all the drinks. If they think I'm hot, why don't they come up to me and just say I'm hot, you know, and buy me a drink?
And then you want to take them home and get them in the bed.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I have to find out, you know. I'm not saying I'm attracted to every woman I buy a drink for, but, you know, if they look at me and they think I'm hot, I guess I got to go and buy them a drink. Otherwise, they're going to sit there and not say I'm hot.
Well, what are you saying, man? All right, so what if a chick is looking at you and she thinks you're hot? Do you have to buy her a drink? Why don't you ignore her?
Otherwise, man, she's going to be sitting there all night checking me out.
So,
you know,
so
and that's...
You don't have to buy her a drink. You could go talk to her.
Well, I don't... Maybe, okay, but, I mean, it would be nice if she come and buy me a drink, is all I'm saying.
Okay, all right, okay.
Okay.
Do you understand what he's saying? Because I guess I get it, but I'm not quite clear. You want her to buy you the drink, so you'll save yourself the time and trouble of buying the drink?
Well, all I'm saying is I'm out of pocket, you know, like $100 or something, buying drinks for these chicks that think I'm hot.
Okay, here's Loganville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Yes, fine. I'm fine.
Oh, great.
Thank
wonderful.
You.
No, I was calling about, I believe it's Chris. And talking
Hi.
To women and buying them drinks?
Hi.
Hey, Chris.
How you doing?
I am a woman who goes up and talks to guys.
Great. Great.
It's been very successful. I've made a lot of good friends and met a lot of people.
Right.
But, I mean, I've bought guys drinks before. But
right.
I tend to sit
That's
down and
good.
Talk
That's
to
what I'm
them.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right. But, see,
you
it
know.
Sounds like you're buying them a drink and then trying to find out if they're a brain or just a body.
No, I'm looking at these chicks checking me out. And
okay,
I'm going, okay,
so you're
why doesn't
actually
she
looking for the social signs?
She's looking. No, I can see that they're checking me out, you know.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, why doesn't she just come up to me and tell me that she thinks I'm hot and buy me a drink?
Okay, because, see, I'm
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
as opposed to me.
See, I'm also good looking. I'm not a bombshell. I'm like 5'6".
Right, I'm very good looking too.
You know, and I'm pretty cute, and I'm kind of slim. But
when I'm looking
at a guy talking to me, the way I see it is, if he buys me a drink before he's found out if I'm a brain or a body, I just ignore him. He's trashy.
Well, that's the
one thing.
But these chicks are checking me out. Why don't they come up to me and buy me a drink?
Well, probably because they're trying to play the same social rituals that's gone on for millennia.
Well, whatever. I mean, if they think I'm hot looking, just come over and buy me a drink.
They should be more aggressive.
Right. Now, you're the kind of woman who would. I mean, if I walked into a bar, because I'm very good looking, okay, I don't really, you know, you'd want to buy me a drink.
Have you considered why they're not talking to you?
They're nervous around, you know, I'm very good looking.
Okay.
You know?
So it's just because you're big. You're a big guy. You're built.
I'm very handsome.
Okay.
Okay. So, I mean, you, a woman like you, you got no problem with that. And that's really cool. You know, I mean, you know, mm-hmm. Do you live in California or what?
No, I live in Loganville, Georgia.
Oh, yeah? Do you ever get out here or?
No, actually, I don't.
Yeah.
I tend to try to stay on ground that doesn't shake.
I hear you there, you know.
But that'd
be very cool, you know, if you ever get out to, like, Redondo Beach, California. I hang at the Rusty Pelican down there.
Okay.
And, you know, come on in.
Good plug for your bar, though. Good plug for your bar.
Yeah, it's a really good bar, you know. There's a lot of nice people there. Everybody has a good time and everything. But
I'd really
appreciate it, you know, if you walked in and you think I'm hot, you know, you'd come over and buy me a drink.
Well, hey, I would.
That'd be really cool, you know.
I was brought up very aggressive, very liberal family.
That's really great.
But I was taught that the same mating rituals that have gone on for so long that, if I'm checking you out,
you check me out,
come over and buy me a drink before you talk to me.
When you check a guy out, like, what do you do?
Honestly, I do look at him like the eye contact you said.
Right.
But I tend to turn my body more towards him to show I'm more receptive to talking to him.
Right, but I mean, you're checking him out, you know, like, physically.
Yeah, I'm not peeking out the side of my eye. I mean,
you're checking out the whole physical.
You're
checking his whole physical package out or what?
Honestly, I'll walk by him if I'm trying to be subtle.
Right.
You know,
okay, hold on. Phil Hendry Show. Whatever.
Hola, y gracias por volar en la aerolínea aérea de Phil Hendry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también Green Card. El vuelo de esta noche estaremos presentando diarrea. Y también debo mencionar Taco Bell Chihuahua. Y ahora, aquí está Phil.
Phil Hendry here at 1-800-449-8686. I keep marveling. We have a young man on the line. His name is Chris. He is 28 years of age. He wishes that women would just come up to him and tell him that they think he's hot and buy him a drink. That would save you the trouble. Right, Chris?
But I want you to also understand that, I mean, they do think I'm hot. I mean,
The women are really attracted to you.
Yeah, they are. I mean, because I can tell them they're checking me out, you know. And why don't they come up and say I'm hot, you know? Otherwise, I got to buy them a CCN7. That's $450 out of pocket.
And but a lot of your complaint has to do with the money you're spending buying women drinks, right?
Yeah, I mean, I do like $100-$150 just because these chicks are too nervous. You know, I mean, whatever happened to this whole liberation thing, man? I was hearing about women, you know, what they call women liberation or women liberation or whatever that. What happened to that, you know, where the women would come up and say, you know, I think you're hot, you know? What happened to that whole when there was burning brasiers and stuff? You know, what happened to that, man? I mean,
So you think that women are not as liberated as they say they are?
Yeah, that stuff was cool. I mean, and no, I don't think they're doing it. I mean, I thought when they were burning their bras, that was pretty hot, you know, the whole thing. And yet they're still not have no courage, you know, like to come up to a guy and say, you know, I think you're hot, you know, I'd like to buy a drink, whatever, you know. Whatever, you know, one thing leads to another, you know. I mean, when that happens on a rare occasion, you know, I went to a bar about 2 weeks ago, and this, you know, this chick's checking me out. She thinks I'm hot, you know, and she came over, you know, and she said, yeah, I think you're pretty hot. And one thing led to another, and it was like 5 o'clock where, you know, one thing just led to another, and you know, I had early morning dew, man. So I mean, it
worked out for you, huh?
I'm sorry.
It worked out for you that when the woman came up to you and was courageous enough to say, "I think you're pretty hot," you guys went home together.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking Boeing, man. I mean, it just happened, so.
Okay, this lady was hanging on in Loganville, and we got some other calls to go to.
I really appreciate you talking to me.
It's fun. Loganville, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead. So you hear what Chris's main thing is. If just the women, whatever happened to this women's liberation thing?
Yeah, I am a women's liber.
Is this the
I'm
same,
not an insane liber.
Is this the same chick that was in Georgia?
Yeah. But see, I don't, you know, walking around without a bra?
Ain't you going to go to
burning
call
bras, babe. That's uncomfortable.
What did you say, Chris?
Are you going to go to another call, or is this the same chick that was in Georgia?
I want to hear what the lady has to say. Did you basically say...
What's your name?
My name's Claudia. I was the same caller about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Rosita?
Yeah, sweet.
No, what I'm saying is, yes, yeah. Women's Lib is still active.
Uh-huh.
It's just we're not as insane about it as we are. We're more subtle because when you scream Women's Lib into a man's face, they tend to back off. It scares more men than it does attract.
Not me, baby.
Well,
I'm ready.
Just like there are not
ready,
a lot
daddy.
Of women who approach men and say, "Hey, let me get your rum and coke." There are just as many men who back up when I do that.
You sound like a party girl.
No, I'm actually not.
You're not?
No.
Are you currently seeing anybody?
Yes, I am.
Oh, really?
And I asked him out.
Did you meet him over at like at a club or something?
Actually, yes.
Really?
But he's a great guy. I approached
him. Was it like? Can I just ask you? Was it like Boeing? You know, like right off the bat, you know, it's Boeing.
I don't go home and do the first guy I meet.
Really?
I wait. Because I don't want to be an AIDS patient waiting to happen.
Well, can I ask you a question? How much money did he spend?
I asked him.
Did he
didn't have to spend money.
Oh, man, that is so awesome. But
mm-hmm.
You didn't go home with him.
No, not the first night.
That's the only part.
A women's liber doesn't mean spread them on demand.
That's the only part that kind of, you know, brings me down.
Well, sex, is not just an animal act. Should be involved.
Yeah, she bought him the drinks, okay?
Yeah, but she didn't. I mean nothing happened.
Willing.
Nothing happened.
But, no, something did happen.
Do you like sex?
Oh, I love it.
You love sex? Because I'm very much into the sexuality
of 7 to 7. You're talking about waking up with dew, 7 to 7. But what I can say is I'm selective. I don't spread them on demand.
So what you're saying
buying
is...
Buying a drink to me is equal to a bribe. It does not entitle you to screw.
Well, I mean, but I don't get it, so...
A drink's $5. If you want your $5 back, I can give you $5. You know, no big
but
deal.
But you bought him drinks.
Right.
You thought he was hot.
Right.
But there was no... You did not know, have no sex?
No, we didn't need sex.
I don't get it.
A good
what's
a
not
good
to get, man?
Equal
what,
a good brain.
What does that mean?
Just because you look good doesn't mean I can sit there and have a conversation with you.
No,
more content to a relationship.
But I'm very good looking.
Huh?
I'm very good looking.
But how smart are you?
Hey, I'm number one in sales, the pharmaceutical sales company
that's
that I work for. Okay,
that's wonderful.
And I also
but what,
on my
where's
own,
your IQ level? Is it hanging around 80 or is it up around 160?
I got a brand new Camaro.
See, you're more materialistic. I'm more cerebral.
What?
You're more materialistic. You like things. I like
see
brains.
This, Phil, you there?
I'm right here.
See this? I'd be put off by now because she's like talking like by now. If I bought her a drink by now, we should have been getting down to what's important, you know.
Right.
No, she's talking about herself. She's talking about
what?
Her life. This is an interesting. I've been eavesdropping because this sounds like the conversation the two of you would have
right.
at a bar, okay? And you keep trying to push it towards sex, and she's trying to tell you about herself,
right?
Which is really important, okay?
Yeah, but the problem is,
sex is a thing, honey.
Little Chris,
do it every day.
Little Chris would be bored by now, man. If you know what I'm talking
right.
about, you know what I'm talking
little
about.
Little Chris doesn't mean you know what.
You know what I'm talking about, little Chris.
A relationship and actually being an adult and
right.
rather than a teenager.
Yeah.
It's far more important.
You know,
yeah,
and by the way, excuse me. You don't need that little Chris stuff, okay?
No,
okay.
I'm just saying, little Chris would be bored, you know.
Yeah, the little Chris stuff is so mundane. Knock it off. You're talking about your sexual organs.
Whatever, you know.
Whatever, okay. I mean, just, you know.
Well, I'm saying, I mean, I'm sitting here with fresh cut wood, And this babe's trying to talk to me about, you know, my brain, you know, whatever. I mean,
well, if there's
I got
no
fresh cut wood, man.
To your soul and to who you are, and it's just your ego, no
wow.
woman's going to go home.
Okay,
with no
so can I safely assume by now, Chris, you would have moved down the bar?
Oh, I would have left her at the bar, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I would have told my three friends that came with me, don't touch him. He's AIDS waiting to happen.
Man, that's a cold shot.
And
that
you
is
know
a cold shot,
gossip,
man.
And I,
no, that is a,
I know it.
You know that's a cold shot.
Yeah,
AIDS waiting to happen.
But women rely on other women's talk. And I'm
so
serious.
you would have told your other three friends, this guy that you were talking to.
Don't touch him. He's out to lay you, honey. And that's
well, what do you think your friends are? So you're telling your friends that they don't want to have
what do you
the Ponderosa
think the
pie?
Other hey,
if I'm,
you know,
if
they're going to sit there and say, oh, hey, man, you can get a free drink off of him and just, you know, turn around and leave, and he'll move on. You know,
oh,
a lot of women are
about,
drink hounds.
I'm talking about Ponderosa Pine. I'm talking about talking to you and your friends. Let's get something going on. And you're
right,
all
and
about
and what's
like,
that something going on? Is it intelligent conversation, or is it
I'm not at some lecture, man. I'm there for.
No, you don't have to be.
I want to get
you can
some
sit there and talk about ESPN.
Early morning.
You can talk about the Discovery.
You can talk about stuff that interests you guys. All right, but
no,
it's obvious that you're
has
sitting
to
there.
Be content other than.
So wait a second. You come over to me because you think I'm hot looking.
Right.
And you buy me a drink,
yeah.
And now you're talking to me like about what my, like that, what was that thing I seen on TV one day that, it's called PBS?
Yeah.
You're
no,
talking
I
like
go
that?
PBS, please, that's for kids. But no, I mean.
All I want to do is, all I want to do is pet the kitty, and you're talking to me about PBS.
I would turn around and say, hey, have a nice evening, see you later, okay? Hope I see you again. You know,
wow.
I wouldn't be rude.
So you would have bought him a drink, though.
If I got that far,
at least
I thought
got the free
it was
drink
a, you know, a dodo bird, you know, the extinct variety, you know, lower brained organism,
see,
I would have turned
okay.
around and left. I was like, oh, hey,
now,
I got to go back to my friends. See you later.
And
I would have been rude about it.
I get the feeling now you guys are laughing at me, right?
Absolutely.
And the point that I tried
women, you know how women travel to the bathroom in packs?
Yeah, and they go
and I know
they go into the bathroom and they'll say, okay, what about that guy that I'm with? And
they
you guys
have
start
to make
to
the bathroom. They walk back to the bar and they say, oh, how was
okay.
it?
Okay, well, all
like?
This is really and the dead. What's that word? Academic. Okay, because
yeah. Cerebral.
Because I'm really good looking.
What?
And if you didn't want to, you know, if you didn't want the Ponderosa Pine, I guarantee you one of your girlfriends would. You know, so. That's where that's at.
I can guarantee you they would.
Man, you put little Chris in the coma.
Those girls have IQs over 140.
I don't know, whatever that means.
Under 100 would lay in a heartbeat, honey. But
whatever that means.
Honey, you would have
right.
Matt time.
Okay. Listen,
but,
thank you, ma'am, very much. It was a very interesting call. Because, again,
you.
It sounded like the two of you were standing there. Did you hear anything?
I'll tell you right now, she put little Chris in the coma, man, with that rap. You know, I'm very, very hot, okay? And
I got it, pal. You're hot. But it depends on who's going to be buying you the drink, okay?
Hold on for a minute.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to wake up little Chris. Come on.
Cut it out, will you, please?
I swear to God.
Just knock it off. Redlands on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
Good, thanks. I have some advice for Chris. I was thinking that maybe Chris just needs to go out and get a hooker before he goes out for the night. He might even save $50, bring it down to $100,
no,
and then he can go out and relax and have a good time like the rest of us,
no,
normal human beings.
Chicks are checking me out. I don't need to buy a hooker.
Well, apparently you do, though, because you're
no.
spending more money on drinks for these women than you are on a hooker.
Hey, I'm selective.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, what's the matter?
I don't have a problem. You have a problem.
What's my problem? All I'm saying is if the women's had more courage to come up and buy a drink for a man that they think is hot. Okay.
People like you around.
You're intimidated by me. I can tell.
I don't have to
I can
go out
you're
and buy a man a drink because, well, first of all,
have
like
to.
The last
Who
call,
you
I try and have a little conversation
hot.
First.
No, if you think the guy's hot looking, why wouldn't you buy him a drink?
I would if I had a decent conversation with him and we were enjoying each other's
That's
company.
Not how you do it. That's not how you do it. Hello, I got to give you some advice. That's not how you do it. You
okay.
go up to the guy and you say, you know, I think you're hot or whatever. I think you're attractive. I buy you a drink. And then you can have a conversation over a cocktail, okay? What are you going to sit having a conversation with an empty glass? I don't think so. You got to buy a cocktail.
You're right. The only way most of us people can have a conversation is with a cocktail. There's no conversation in this world without a drink.
All right, man. Thanks. Here is Salt Lake City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Chris, dog. You know, I go out to the clubs, but I think you're clowning yourself, man. You're talking about...
What are you doing, man? What are you doing, mixing paint? What are you doing, dude?
Dude, right on, dude. But, hey, man, check it out. You're clowning yourself. Cause, see, you're going up, spending all this money on 20 women, buying them
drinks.
Hey,
man, I know about women. Don't tell me, okay, man?
You know
I don't need no advice, man, from no Mormon,
bucks.
Man. I don't need no advice from you, man. I know what's going on.
You know,
I know what time it is, man.
You're buying 20 drinks.
Whatever,
you're
man.
You're that good looking and that smooth, number one.
Yeah, the chicks don't come up.
Like, yeah, this is a free drink. I'm going to get on.
Hey, have you ever had a chick buy you a drink?
What's that?
Have you ever had a chick buy you a drink?
Yeah, the 20 that you bought drinks, they came over and bought me a drink.
Yeah, right, man.
They did.
These chicks are hot, man.
You're wasting your money on them while they're wasting it on me. You're trying too hard, man. You're clowning yourself.
No, man, I do nothing, man.
You're going out to the club, and you're clowning yourself because all they're doing, they're watching. They're checking you out because you look like a nerd, and you're going to spend some money on it.
No way, man.
Then they're going to walk on, and they're going to go with the real man.
Dude, I'm very, very hot. Hey, man, you're working on Friday night, man. So what's your excuse?
I can hear,
you better catch that phone, man. I can hear, like, the security shack's ringing, man.
Yeah, man, I know.
I heard it.
Where are you at, though? You're not at the club buying 20 drinks. You're running out of money.
Yeah, where are you right now?
I'm on a payphone at the club.
You're not at the club.
You're in a payphone?
Yeah, or at the Reggie Bell.
Chris. You're at a payphone.
Yeah, man. At least you are
looking for hookers.
Hey, you know what I'm going to do, man? I'm going to go back inside. I'm going to buy a chick
you're
a drink.
You're going to buy 25 women
and
go home and masturbate.
And you're over there catching the security shack phone, man. That's what you're doing.
At least I don't have to go buy 20 women drinks look like a moron.
Hey, man.
How do you think that's making us other guys feel, Chris? You know,
dude,
he sends you out to be a man, and you're playing yourself.
Hey, dude, I don't spend money Friday night.
You think you're that good looking, and it's not getting you nowhere.
Dude,
so apparently you're not that good looking.
You're weak,
These
dude.
Women you talk to just like free drinks.
Dude, you're weak, man.
I'm not weak, Chris.
I'm not spending Friday night, man.
You can't face it, Chris.
Hey, listen to me, man. I'm not spending Friday night mixing paint, man. You are, okay?
But you're spending Friday night at a payphone. I got a life, Chris. See, I don't need
this
to buy 20 women
a
drink. I got a life.
Where are you, Chris? You're at the payphone?
I'm at the payphone right around the corner for the Rusty Pelican.
And you're calling a talk show.
What about it?
Well, why aren't you inside, man, scoring or something?
Yeah.
Why aren't you inside?
There's women in there thirsty because you're talking to us.
I'm biding my time, man.
You're biding your time?
Yeah, man. I ain't seen nothing good going to the club. You know, I ain't seen nothing good going lately.
Yeah, because you came out.
A bunch of pigs are going in right now, man. Okay. Oh, wait a second.
Well, that's what you need to do. Maybe instead of 20, you can get off with only five.
What?
$100.
Oh, man, something just walked inside. You wouldn't believe the legs on this, man. Look at that, man.
What do you think his name is, Chris?
Check it out. What?
You going to buy him a drink, too?
Oh, yeah.
And you go home and not score?
You saying I'm gay?
See?
Hey, man. Am I saying
you're gay?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying you're a pinhead. You know?
Hey,
you're hanging out.
Somebody needs some help in aisle six.
Talking about you have so much game, but yet you're not in there.
Right, man. You got to get out of that phone booth and go in there.
Dude, somebody needs help on aisle six, man. Why don't you go help them?
Let's go help them, Chris. Why don't you buy me a drink for the walk over, man? You do it all the time. I mean, I'm not going to give you none, but you're used to that, you know, buying women drinks.
Oh, you're used to that? If I buy you a drink, I'm buying a woman a drink.
Women look for guys like you, Chris, you know? You look over there, you know, like you got all this game and stuff. So, yeah, I'm going to flirt with him a little bit, get me something free, then he's going to be out the door because that's all I needed.
Hey, dude.
See, they prey on that. They prey on the weakness of your mind, and all you're doing is playing into it because you have now believed it, and now you're playing into their little trap. They got you in their game. They're going to drink free forever, thanks to you, man.
I need a price check on green beans.
Did you hear that, man?
About 49 cents.
Did you hear a coupon? Did you hear that, man?
What's that?
Go get that price check going, man.
Oh, okay. Did you hear the last call over there, man? You better go buy some other girl a drink.
Ooh,
she's going thirsty now.
Hey, man.
So she can drink for free off you, okay?
Check that out, man.
Then go to a man who's really good looking that she really cares about because she's already drunk off you for free.
I'm very hot looking,
man. She don't need to talk to you anymore. And one more thing about that bra burning thing that you was talking about.
You should
get stuff straight. All that was about was women weren't getting treated fair in society. It had nothing to do with them being able to come up and grope a man.
That's about having their boobs hanging, man. Before you start to pull fat into your twisted little web,
you should probably get it straight.
All right, very good.
You're all twisted.
Thank you for your call, sir.
Yeah, price check on green beans, man. What an asshole, man.
No, the guy was making a really good point. Making some very good points. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Go at 1-800-449-8686. Chris is on the line with us. Chris?
Buy a drink? Huh? Why don't you just buy me a drink?
Chris?
Yeah, I'm filming right here.
What was going on?
Some chick was checking me out. Hold on for a second.
Buy me a drink? Huh? I got pine, baby.
What?
No drink?
Nah, she's no go, man. She's afraid of me.
Why? Was that a chick out near the phone booth?
Yeah, there's a bunch of babes going in the Rusty Pelican now. I mean, there's a nice, nice line. Ooh, look at that. Man, that is fine. Hey. Because she was checking me out in the phone booth. Hey.
What are you doing?
Hold on for a minute. Hey.
Why don't you buy me a drink? Huh? You know you want it. I'll give it to you on the hood of that car right now. I don't care. You know you want it.
Nah, these chicks, man, they're afraid to let their feelings flow out, you know?
You know you want it?
No, I was outside because she was looking at me.
Man. Sean, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes.
Hi, ma'am, you're on the air.
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, this guy is just a complete idiot. Chris, are you there?
Hold up for a minute.
What, you know you want it. Come on. Why don't you come on over here and talk to little Chris, honey?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, hi.
Well, what's your problem? I mean...
I got no problem. These chicks are afraid to come up to me because I'm good looking.
Well, I mean, they're afraid to come up to you because you're a complete idiot.
How am I an idiot? I'm very good looking.
Well, you are. I mean, you're going on and on about how good looking you are.
That's
who are you trying to convince, us or yourself?
No, I'm saying these babes are checking me out. Why don't they just come up and buy me the drink that they know they want to buy me?
Well, obviously, there's something about you that's pushing them away. It's not because you're so good looking we're afraid to go up to you.
It's America. America women are afraid to go up to good looking guys. Hey.
That's not true.
Why don't you buy me a drink?
That's not true. I mean, you know, they're afraid to go up to people who may be like psychos or something, but, you know, not good-looking guys.
Hey, baby, why don't you buy me a drink? Come on, buy me a drink, okay?
Chris, either you're talking to us or you're talking to the chicks outside, okay?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Excuse me?
What did you say?
They're not afraid to go up to good-looking guys. They're afraid to go up to psychos, but not good-looking guys.
Are you in L.A.?
No, I'm not.
Because,
And I don't think I want
to
go up there. Guys like you around.
We could hook up.
No, I don't think so.
Are you black?
Yeah.
I got no problem with that.
I've got a problem with you.
But I got no problem with you being black.
She's just said she's got a problem with you, okay?
I've got a problem with you.
Hey, darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus, what a jack.
You are such an idiot.
Hey, want to buy me a drink?
No, I don't. I wouldn't waste my money on
you. Wait, I'm not talking to you.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you.
Come on, buy me a drink, baby.
You know, when you blow people off, it's kind of hard to get yourself bought a drink.
Are you one of them Jamaican babes?
Are you a cracker? I'm
Phil Henry Show.
What?